So let's see what Orville has to say today about talking to God and praying a lot. Now, Orville will be talking to God today, and Wendy will be playing God.
There's so much to be done, and so few willing. So much to do, and so little time. I think this looks like a good candidate to do this. You got to love technology. This is so much easier than a burning bush.
That's my brand new cell phone. Let me pick this up. Hello, Orville speaking.
Good morning, Orville.
Hello? Who is this?
It's me, God.
Yeah, sure, of course it is God. Very funny, God.
Why do you find it so hard that I would call you Orville?
Oh, get off it, Janet. I know it's you. You can't fool me.
Orville, I'm telling you, I am God, not Janet.
Oh, sure. Well, everyone knows that God has a big, booming voice. And you sound much too girly to be God. Anyways, I'm much too busy, and I don't really have time for all this nonsense. I still got lots of shopping to do. So have a nice day, crazy lady, and I will pretend this phone call never happened, okay?
Orville, wait. You haven't even heard what I want to?
Yeah. Bye-bye, crazy lady. Ciao.
Wow. It's a good thing I have a lot of patience. I remember I had to light that bush 3 times before I got Moses to pay attention.
I don't believe this nutcase is calling me back. Well, let's just see how she likes a little bit of her own medicine. Here goes.
Hello, Mary Magdalene speaking. How may I help you?
You're not Mary.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Oh, I am.
Phew. Well, there are some advantages to being God. Hello, Orville? You still there?
Whew. Wow. What happened to my voice just now? Did you pull some Jedi mind trick on me or something?
Oh, no, Orville, that was no trick. Now, can I get down to business, please?
Aha! So that's it. You're trying to sell me stuff. You're doing business.
No, I'm not selling anything.
I thought I'd blocked your number. Well, I'm going to call the phone company and give them a piece of my mind.
I wouldn't do that, Orville.
Oh, why not?
Because you can't afford to lose any.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Very funny. I didn't realize that God had such a great sense of humor. Or should I say, Janet. Look, I love to talk with you all day, but like I said before, I'm very busy. So, ciao.
Oh, no. He didn't.
I can't believe her. Will she ever give up? I'll take this call again. Oh, well. You know what? I won't answer God this time. I'll just let it go to the answering machine.
If Orville thinks my messages will go to an answering machine, he doesn't know me very well.
I'm not going to answer this. I'm not... Yes! What is it?
You dare speak to me in that tone of voice?
Listen, Janet, or salesperson, or whoever you are, can we get this over and done with, please? It's almost Christmas, and I got lots of things to do.
You're so lucky that I am a patient God, or I would smite you right here and now.
Well, if you just cut to the point, I smite listen.
Maybe I should have called someone else. You know what? Forget I ever called you.
All right. I'll listen. Okay. What do you want?
Good. I have a job for you, Orville.
Ooh, a job. Now we're talking. What kind of job? Does it pay a lot? Do I get a company car and an expense account? When do I start?
I would like you to start as soon as possible.
Cool. So what do I do?
I want you to help people who don't have as much as you do. People who are poor, who have no place to sleep, who have no warm clothes, and who don't get any toys this Christmas.
Let me think about that. What? Are you nuts? That kind of work will never make me rich. It's uncomfortable, and I bet it's smelly, too.
Oh.
Then you also know that I can do it. Go fish. No way. Forget it. No can do. Nuh-uh.
Be that as it may, Orville, I am calling you.
Oh, man. I knew I shouldn't have answered that phone call in the first place. Rats.
Is that your final answer, Orville? Are you saying no to my calling?
I thought you knew everything. Of course that's a no.
Well, then, Orville, you leave me no choice. Since you will not listen to my voice, I will take away your hearing. Goodbye, Orville.
Hey, why did it get so quiet here all of a sudden?
Oh, hi, Orville. How are you today?
What did you say? I can see your lips move, but I can't hear anything.
Oh, what's that? You like my lips? You want to see them a little closer?
What?
Oh, I said... Oh, never mind. I'll go find somebody else who can listen.
Wait. I can't hear you. Wait. Oh, did you do that, God? I'm so sorry I wouldn't listen to you. Would you please call me back? I can hear the phone again. My hearing is back. Oh, thank you. Whew. Yes, hello.
Are you listening now, Orville?
I am all ears. Oh, but God?
Yes.
How in the world can I help all those people?
I will give you what you need.
But it's just me. What can I do?
You're not alone. I'll give you others who will support you, and I'll always be with you.
But it's scary. And to be honest, I don't like sharing my stuff.
I will give you my grace.
Well, I guess I just ran out of excuses, so maybe I should give it a try.
That is all I was waiting to hear. Oh, and Orville? Oh,
yes, God?
You'll do just fine, Orville.
I don't know, God. I sure can use all the help I can get.
Well, you can count on that. I'll send you my spirit. We'll start tomorrow.
Great. Well, see you tomorrow, God. Bye.
Bye.